Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parsha Shemos Tav Shin Pei. Maybe we'll try to connect a little bit to Shavim as well. Lurish Bailey Lunishmas, Baruch Tzibr Venosan, Daniel Sarbas Elias, Israel Levi, Schus Fush Lemma for Ben Yemen Simcha, Ben Adin Minya, Sparaleb Chayamasha. The first idea comes to us from the Imre Noam of Jikov. The first few psukim, Aleph, Perak Aleph, Pazuk Vav, Ayamas Yosef, Choechav, Choador, who? Yosef and his brothers all passed away. And the Pasuk Zion of an A Yisrael, part of a Yishuv a Yirba Yitzma Maod, Maova Timelei Haaretz Osam and Klai Yisrael were fruitful and they multiplied very much so and they filled in the land. Says the Imre Noam, what is the deeper words of that Timelei Haaretz Osam and they filled in the land? And the Imre Noam says at the end of the day, there's a much deeper idea here. Wasn't just talking about physically. He says at the end of the day, even though Yosef and his brothers they all passed away, but Timelei Haaretz Osam refers to them, refers to Yosef and the Shvatim. The Koach of Yosef and the Shvatim was still implanted within Mitzrayim, that even though they weren't physically there anymore, spiritually, ruchniously, within their descendants, Batimelei Ha'aretz Osam, they are very much there. And this reminding me of myself, a Gemara in Tainus from last week's Parsha, Gemara in Tainus, the hand of Beis that says, Yaakovinu lo meis, and the Gemara says that Yaakovinu didn't pass away, it just says Vayigva. He didn't say Vayomas. And the Gemara says, Mazar b'chaim, afhu b'chaim, just like your children are alive, he's alive. And so on the back of the Masifta, from the Kol Mevaser, which I believe is the Biyana Rebbe, and he says, what does this mean, Yaakov inu lo meis? He says, Hainu ha-hoylech, Yaakov, shmishorish b'lev ish Yisrael, lo meis. Every single Jew has a piece of Yaakov Avinu, he has a neshama within them. And if you have that neshama within you, that means that Yaakov Avinu is never gone. Every single Jew has the pinta l'yid, no matter what. And that's exactly what the Imre Noam says of Jikov. He says that Timelei Ha'aretz Osam, it might be physically they weren't there, but spiritually they're very much there within their descendants, within their grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and they remember who they were, we remember who we were in Mitzrayim. A beautiful idea of Imre Noam, the Kol Mevaser, moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Yitav Lev of Sigit. So the Pasuk says, the Perek Beis, Pasuk Vav, with Batya, and she's going down to the river, Vatiftach, Vatireo, Sayelet, she opens the basket and she sees the child. She sees the nar crying, and she has rachmanis on the child. And she says, it must be from the Hebrews, it must be from the Jews. And says the Yitav Lev, we know that the Chazal tell us that ain vihine el lashon simcha. Usually we see the word vihine. Vihine is a lashon simcha. What's the lashon simcha here? Vihine nar boche. Behold, there was a nar boche. Usually if you're crying, you're not happy. What's vihine nar boche? How can it be happy here? So he says such a beautiful idea, which is so true, Yitav Lev of Sigit. A beautiful idea. And he says that a Jew's koyach is that no matter what, even if he's in pain, and even if he's in tremendous, tremendous sorrow, and a tremendous sakana, he's mamish in the river, and we know the Baal term tells us that the Nar Bocha refers to Aaron HaKohen crying in the river, Gematria, not Zenar Nar Bocha, is that Aaron HaKohen. At the end of the day, a Jew's always crying, even when it's hard, and that's the simcha. At the end of the day, even when it's hard, we know that at the end of the day, a Jew always calls out to the Bonei Shem. When things are easy, of course, when things are going well, we call out to Hashem, obviously to continue things. But even when things aren't going well, maybe we'll give up hope. We know that a Jew's job is always to call out to the Bonei Shem. And this reminded me of a Torah from the Dar Chinom of Slonim, the Nesiv Shalom's son. The Gemara tells us in Tamin Amid Bezim and Aleph, someone learns Torah at night. Someone learns Torah at night, the Shekhinah is there. And we know the Rambam says the Iker part of learning is nighttime. But says the Dar Chinom, what's the idea here? He says, Haloma Torah Balaila, when you learn Torah at night, what does night refer to? When it's hard, and you're tired, and you realize you didn't do the daf yet, and you didn't go through the chazara yet, you didn't do the zikru yet. Zikru, gavaldic stuff. At the end of the day, to understand, Halomet Torah Balayla, you try, you push hard, Shechina Kenegdo. The Bonei Shem says, I'm there. Habala Tara Messiahinoso. You come to have Tahara, the Bonei Shem will help you. At the end of the day, that's Vihine Nar Bocha. Even when it was Nar Bocha, it was still Vihine, it was still Lashon Simcha. Because even when a Jew is in tremendous pain or suffering, we always call out to the Bonei Shem. Beautiful idea from the Yitav Lev and the Archinom Aslan. And moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us in the Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz. A few psukim later, in Bez Yud Aleph. Moshe comes out of the palace and he sees his brothers and their suffering. And he looks this way and looks that way, and he kills the Mitzri. And he made a bechol. I know famously from the Bava Trebi, we won't say it right now from the Imre Chaim, we'll just say parenthetically, the Bava Trebi says that the end of the Vayifa and Kol Vachol does not mean he looked this way and looked that way, and he killed the Mitzri, the Egyptian, but he killed the Egyptian within him. He killed the Egyptian within him, and he saw it. At the end of the day, you can't be an Ish Mitzri or an Ish Ivri. You have to pick one. And he killed the Ish Mitzri. That's a little parenthetical note. Here, the Emnei Chaim Avijah says, you know what it was that mean? Vayetzel, Alach, Vayarbis, Vlosov, is that his godless, Vayigdal Moshe, is that he was Vayetzel. That he could have just stayed in the palace, but he went out, and he wanted to be with his brothers. Gedulosso, he sheyotzel, ischaber, im echov. His godless was that he cared, and he loved, and he wanted to make sure that he cared and showed the love to his fellow brethren. He didn't just stay in the palace. And this is exactly what the Sfarno says in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, by the bush. And he looks at the bush and he's the one thing, what's going on over here? It's fiery, but it's not burning up. And says the Sfarno, two words. Asuna ve'era, esboinen ve'era'e. He took the time to notice, to care and see what's going on over here. People pass by, Jews all the time, they're suffering. People pass by, people all the time. You see a thing on Yeshiva World, this Rachman al-Tzlan, and that tragedy, this. No, but Moshe Rabbeinu took the time to care. He went out, and when he saw things, they took it to heart. And that's what it means to be a Jew. It doesn't matter what happens to your family, what happens to your neighborhood. When, if something happens to Klai, so something happens to the world at large, we have to make sure to daven, we have to make sure to care. And that's what godless is, says the Emre Chaim Avijah. Vayigda Moshe Vayetze. How do you become a godol? It's by caring. By noticing, says the Sfarno, it's boinein ve'eroi. He saw the Jewish people suffering. Beautiful idea of the Emre Chaim Avijnitz and the Sfarno, which we've quoted in the past. Moving on to Adiyah number 4. Adiyah number 4 comes to us a few prakim later from Rav Tzadok HaKohen from Lublin. And Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chav Beis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe what to say to Paro. Ve'amar tel Paro, you should tell to Paro, Ko Amar Hashem, this is what Hashem said, B'ni b'choyri Yisrael, the Klai Yisrael are my firstborn. Says Rav Tzadok, even though the Malachim might say that they're Bnei Elokim, Klai Yisrael could say that they're the Ben Bechor. Meaning the rest of the world, the Malachim, even the rest of the world, they could say they're Banim. But we have the status of Bechor. Kemaz Ben Bechor Al-Shar Banim, Bnei Bechor Yisrael. Bechor means that you're above everything. You have that Yerusha, you have that, you're the firstborn, you have the connection to that no other child has. You have the first seed, you have the Ben status that no other status can have. We said this last year, but we'll say it again right here. The Meshech Chachma on this pasuk, B'nei B'chor Yisrael, is at the end of the day, a father can only be a father if he has that first child. When we became that B'chor to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we gave him fatherhood. We made her that he became the status of Avinu. He became the status of Avinu when we became the B'chor. The end of the day, for us to be able to realize that now we're not just the B'nei HaMelech, we're the B'choro and B'choros HaMelech. We're the princes and the princesses of the king. We're Mamash Kadosh Baruch Hu's firstborn. We're the eye of his apple. The apple of his eye, excuse me. At the end of the day, to know, and that should penetrate the way we act and talk and treat and the way we look, the way we look at things. We represent the Rabbeinu Shalom. We represent Kadosh Baruch Hu in everything and everything that we do, the way we talk, the way we act, the way we dress. All these things that are coming out from MetLife, from Winley Standing, from all these things about the whole entire world. Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael, the Jewish people, out of all the gatherings and all these stadiums, such a Kiddush Hashem. That's B'nei B'chor Yisrael, that there wasn't any fights or any screaming. It was all but Kiddush Hashem, thank yous and pleases and all tremendous Kiddush Hashems. If you haven't seen it, look it up. It's all over the internet. That's what it means to be B'nei B'chor Yisrael, to represent the Rabbeinu Shem as a B'chor. And you see that, oh, the B'chor, you must be a Ben Melech. You must be the B'chor of Kadosh Baruch Hu. What a Kiddush Hashem. That's exactly what Rav Tzadok says. He's B'nei B'chor Yisrael. To be B'chor of Yisrael is a mila that no other, not even the Malchim have. And says the Meshech Chachma, we give status, the fatherhood status to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Beautiful insight of Rav Tzadok and the Meshech Chachma. Moving on to the final idea, number 5. The fifth idea comes to us from the Divrei Yecheskel, Yecheskel of Shinever. So the Pasuk says, the Perek A, Pasuk Gimel. Ayomru Elokei ha'ivrim nikro alinu neilcha na derech shtoshes yomem b'midbar v'nizbacha la'ashem elokeinu ben yivkainu b'devero b'chorev. Right? At the end of the day, Paro says to Moshe Rabbeinu, what's going on over here? And he says that the God of the Hebrews wants to take us out for this 3-day journey for us to be able to bring karbanos to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Shinever, what does it mean, Elokei ha'ivrim? Ivrim just means that we weren't just Jews. Elokei ha'ivrim, ha'ivrim means we're passerbyers. That the Jewish people know that Olam Hazah, it's not just about Olam Hazah. Shavivim means, at the end of the day, to realize that there's not just a physical world, that there's a spiritual world, that we know that we're just passerbyers in this world. We don't just look at the physical world and say, how do we get the most in it? Because we understand that there's something called Ruchnis. We're called Ivrim, because we understand that we're just passerbyers. Ivrim, Lashon Over, we're just going by. And Rabbi Nachman says this at the beginning of Tinyana. He says that Echad Haya Avraham, Elo Avram HaIvri. What was he, Avram HaIvri? Because the rest of the world was on one, doing one thing, and the Ivrim, the Jews, were on not doing the other. Avram Avinu said at the end of the day, there's one God. The rest will look at you doing one thing, but we decide, no, Shoivivim, Kedusha, we're going to make sure Shmiya Seinayim, Shmiya Sabris, we're going to make sure to see how we eat, how we talk, how we behave. At the end of the day, to understand the rest of the world could be doing one thing. We're Echad Haya Avram. Avram HaIvri, says Rabbi Nachman. To the end of the day, to know that we're different, to know that we're just passerby, says the Cheskel of Shunavar and Rabbi Nachman. A beautiful idea of Divi Cheskel, Rabbi Nachman. Let's just review these five ideas. He said the first idea we said from the Emre Noam, of Jacob, Atim Lai Haaretz Otsam. What does that mean? Atim Lai Haaretz Otsam. It doesn't just mean that they filled in the land, but even after Yosef and his brothers left, they still were spiritually very much felt from their children. Their ruchnius was mamash felt. Their whole essence was still felt within the land from their children. And this is the Gemara in Tainus and from last week's Parsha, Yaakov Inu Lomesa, just says Vayikva. And says the Kol Mevasa, what does it mean? Because every Jew, Haino Hoylech Yaakov, Shemishosh, Belev, Yish, Yisrael, Lomesa, every single Jew had that Pintel Yid, had that Yaakov Inu within him. At the end of the day, they remembered who they were. The second idea from the Yitav Lev, Hine Nar Bocha. Vihine, we know Chazal says, Vihine, Lashon Simcha. What's the Lashon Simcha? Vihine, Nar Bocha. Crying or are you happy? He says, even if it's Nar Bocha, the end of the day, a Jew cries out to their Bonei Shalom, no matter what. That's Vihine. The Jew can call out to their Bonei Shalom, even when things are hard. That's Vihine. And that's the Darchi Noam. The Darchi Noam says, the Gemara tells us, the Tamil Lamed Bezim and Aleph, Halomet Torba Laila Shechina Kenegdo. Someone learns Torah at night. What does that mean at night when things are hard and difficult and challenging and you're tired and you didn't do the daf and you still do it, you try your best, the Shechinah says, I'm with you. And that's exactly Yitav Lev. Even when things are hard, to call out to the Ribono Shel Olam. The third idea from the Erechaim of Vishnitz, Vayigda Moshe, Vayetze Alachav, at the end of the day, Moshe could have just stayed in his palace, but he didn't do that. Vayigda Moshe, had he become a Gadol, Vayetze Alachav. He went out to greet his brothers. He cared about them. That's godless, when you show that you care and you commit to your brethren. That's a Svarno and Gimel Gimel, that everyone passed by that bush. Asurna ve'era, Moshe Rabbeinu was drawn there. Esboinin ve'era, he cared enough to see. Imo anochi betzara, he wanted to see the pain of the Jewish people. That's what a God was, to care about other people. And there are, that's the third, the Imrechaim in the Smarno, about caring, about achdus, about unity, and caring about other people. Rav Tzadok, and the Meshechachma, all about B'nai B'chor Yisrael. Rav Tzadok says, the rest of the world could be children, but we have a special status of B'nai B'chor Yisrael. Even higher than the Malachim, says Rav Tzadok. And that's what the Meshech Chacham says, B'nai B'chor Yisrael. We gave father its stuff. We gave the Kodesh Baruch Hu the name of father. We gave him a father. We gave him the status of a father. Someone sees the son, he says, ah, he's a Ben Melech. He's a Yid. He's a Bechor. That's what a Kiddush Hashem is all by Sima Shas. Everyone says that. Then they look at that Jew. What a Kiddush Hashem. That's what the Jewish people is. Ah, Tavaldi, B'nai B'chor Yisrael. And finally, the final idea, Devar Yecheska, Elokim HaIvrim, Nikra Alinu. That we weren't just called the Hebrew people, but Elokim HaIvrim. We're just passerbys in Olam Hazel. We realize that there's something greater. We realize it's not all about the physical world, but it's about Rikhni, it's about growing. It's about understanding that to be Makdish every physical thing in the world. And that's what Rabbi Nachman says, Avram even is called Avram HaIvri. Because the Pasuk tells us, Echad Haya Avram. The rest of the world is on one side of the river. Avram HaIvri, says Rabbi Nachman in the introduction to Likutei Moran, the second and in Tinyana. To know at the end of the day, the rest of the world can be doing one thing in Kedusha, and at the end of the day, we make sure to have holiness in our lives, especially now, starting the weeks of Shovivim. As my Rabbi Ari Cohen said, Shlita, Shovivim doesn't start on Shabbos. Shovivim starts Mamish today, the first day of the week. Shovivim, these weeks are working on Kedusha, working on Tshuva, working on coming close to the Bona Shom. Shmizoch Bez Hashem, to always have feel the Kedusha from our parents as an ancestors, the Ruchnius with them, even if we don't have them physically with us, we have their lessons, we have their messages. To understand, even when we work hard, even when things are hard, and things are difficult and tough, to always cry out to the Bona Shom, to care about every single person, to notice and care to other people, to read to all them, understand that we're B'nai B'chor Yisrael, we represent the Rabbona Shom in everything we do, to understand that we're Elokei HaIvrim. The rest of the world will be doing one thing, but we're going to stay on our strong Jewish path. Ezra Hashem, Abba Tamashiach, Tzikinu, Ezra Hashem, Yisbarach, Shkoich.